بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today was the 17th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about different anbiya ikram in the time of Adam alayhi wa salam. Every nabi that came in this world came with one religion only, that Islam. Side by side showed that they were all not farista, they were insan. Everyone was insan. However, the last Nabi, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatil alameen, mentioned in Quran Sharia. That was him, that was last. Whatever he has told us to do, we have to follow every command of his, and our life will be according to his tariqah. Although they did not follow him and they went against him, however, the first ayat of the 17th para, Allah Ta'ala mentions that Qiyamah has come in so near, yet people have turned away from it. In other words, they did not understand that the Qiyamah has come in, but instead of preparing for Qiyamah, they have turned away and gone into the world to that extent that the way they led a life in this world, talking of the kuffar and all, that whatever they went against the teaching of Nabi Karim, they mocked at Nabi Karim in every way. And the way they led a life of that kind, that there was nothing, there was like, there was no such thing hereafter. Now Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran these incidents to show us this, that we have to understand that we also is a lesson for us. The Quran has been revealed for us to follow it. Later Nabi Karim says that the day of I have been brought in this world, Qiyamah and myself is so near. In other words, Qiyamah is next to us. But we have not taken shown importance of Qiyamah. Think in this month that how much preparation have we made for the day of Qiyamah. No one can say from this time that the way we carry on the world, we are drowned in the world to that extent, that we forgot, we think that this is a last, is a place we're going to stay all this time. Many a time you find people of this kind that who live in this world and the way they behave and the way they conduct themselves in this world to that extent that there's no such thing hereafter. Allah Ta'ala says this, that you know, they have been completely gone oblivious, ghafil, ghaflat. That instead of thinking that Qiyamah is next, how much of preparation we have made for the Qiyamah. However, this was Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran of different nations, how he has punished them, so that the kuffar of Makkah will listen to those things and take a lesson. But they did not take any lesson at all, but instead of taking a lesson, they mocked at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All that is for them, but the Quran is for us. Let us look into our own life and see how much we have been coming more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. The way we are conducting ourselves in this world and the way we carry on in this world, that there is no such thing as hereafter. We don't know how to believe in this. We believe the hereafter. We believe that there is death. But this only our belief with our tongue. But when you look into our lives, the way we behave ourselves, the way we conduct ourselves, we come to know that how far we are from Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is now still an eye-opener for us, that as long as Allah has given us life, we must try to change and become a better Muslim. If we don't take a lesson from when we are going to take a lesson then? This Quran has been come to us to show us the lesson of what is happening to the past, of the nations of the past, what has happened to them and how Allah has punished them. It's an ibrah for us, a lesson to us that it must not happen to us too. But in this same time now, in this present time, so many things are happening in this world of earthquakes and all kind of things happening. But we just read the thing and then it's forgotten. How much do we show importance to it? That this is a kind of punishment. This is a kind of punishment. For anything that happens, there's a reason for it. There's a reason. Allah Ta'ala does not want to punish anyone. But man, if he invites punishment, then Allah Ta'ala will punish them. So now we have to look into our own life. That how much we have changes we have made. Allah Ta'ala has given this month of Ramadan to change our life. to become better person. No one, Allah does not want us to be food and eat and drinking, that's not important. But what Allah Ta'ala wants, I want you to control yourself, discipline yourself. You have eaten enough food for the whole year. Now give the food that is called the soul. The soul, have you changed your soul? Have you given food to your soul? Because the soul is the most important thing. Because when you leave this world, when you go to the qabr, the body perishes. The only thing that remains is the soul. That's why important that in this month of Ramadan, nourish the soul so much. And nourishment means not food. Nourishment means those things that Nabi Karim Sallam says, read a lot of kalima, you know, istighfar. And the best ibadat a person can do in this month of Ramadan is read the Quran Sharif. The more you read the Quran Sharif, it will do one good thing for you. That because we are always meeting people, we talk out of turn, we cause ghibat and the rest of it. By reading the Quran Sharif all the time, you will be protected from all these sins. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever month of Ramadan, that the extra ibadat we are doing, we go out of the way to go and make ibadat, read Quran, let it be that the day till after Ramadan, we must become a better person, more closer and dear to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That relationship that was gone way before Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, it became so close that a person wakes up in early part of the morning and he cried to Allah Ta'ala, every namaz is making dua, reading Quran. Where he got the strength to do that? If only Allah Ta'ala is giving the strength. The only way he can thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is to become a better person and closer, that after Ramadan, the way you control your mind, you close your eyes, you control your tongue in Ramadan, after Ramadan, right till next Ramadan, Khuda kare Allah, show us that Ramadan, that inshallah we keep up our zindagi according to the teaching of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhudan, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa aqibat al-mintaqeen. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله وصحبه اللهم انا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه برحمتك يا رب